The two Democrats looking to become Massachusetts' next U.S. senator have found one area of agreement: debates. Congressman Stephen Lynch and Ed Markey have reached a deal to participate in 6 debates before the April 30th primary election. The two congressmen are taking totally different approaches to their campaigns. Markey has money and a sophisticated political organization that draws from the campaigns of Senator Elizabeth Warren and President Obama. Congressman Lynch, on the other hand, is counting on union support and the old-fashioned word of mouth. WBUR's Fred Tice explores the different approaches.
Stephen Lynch walks into the Celtic Cafe, a pub in New Bedford's waterfront district. It's packed with people eager to hear Lynch. Many are New Bedford firefighters and their families.
Oh, is this your gang here?
The firefighters are very much Lynch's gang. The professional firefighters of Massachusetts have endorsed him. These firefighters say they can help Lynch by talking to their families and friends. The Lynch campaign is counting on this word of mouth. Lynch's communications director is Connor Units.
Obviously, a special election at the end of April is not a time when people are normally accustomed to voting for the Senate, so it's going to be tough to drive folks out, and we're going to really be relying on our volunteers to drive that vote.
When I visited Lynch's campaign headquarters in Quincy, a steady stream of volunteers showed up at the front desk to offer help. Markey has yet to open his campaign headquarters in Charlestown, but the Markey campaign has been empowering volunteers to set up their own networks all over the state. The campaign's field director, Carl Nielsen, says Markey has thousands of volunteers who have already organized thousands of events.
Some people will be focusing on, you know, the digital push and what is our presence on Facebook and Twitter. Some people will be focusing on volunteer coordination. Some people are focusing on door knocking or canvassing. And yeah, we have people who, as volunteers, take responsibility for entire communities and whole regions.
Back at the Celtic Cafe, Lynch is connecting face-to-face. The firefighters see Lynch as one of them, a former iron worker. He's still a union member.
It's good to see a union guy.
Oh, thank you.
One by one, the firefighters in the room tell Lynch about their families.
Well, my father was a lineman, union guy.
New Bedford is home to many Democrats concerned with the bread and butter issues Lynch is emphasizing. He hears how the collapse of the financial markets in 2008 affected New Bedford's firefighters.
I had been laid off back in 2009.
The New Bedford Fire Department is back up to full strength thanks to the stimulus. But with sequestration looming, cutbacks in funding for first responders is a concern again. The next day, in Boston's South End, Ed Markey meets with a group of people who cannot endorse him because they represent nonprofit organizations, but he clearly connects with them.
May I say hello?
One by one, representatives of the organizations, which use volunteers from AmeriCorps, tell Markey about the work they do. At the end of the hour, he puts the work of AmeriCorps in a philosophical context.
The greatest Jesuit philosopher of the 20th century, his name was Teilhard de Chardin. And Teilhard had a concept. So his concept was a concept of the noosphere, the common brain of the planet, of all of us, and the interconnectivity of all of us, and how in each generation we had a responsibility to try to perfect the planet.
Markey's foray into philosophy goes over well with the organizers. The next day, he shows up in Fall River at Barcelos Bakery. The event is hosted by owner Sarah Rodericks, who likes the fact that Markey helped stop the liquefied natural gas terminal in Fall River.
He wants to bring wind power, renewable energies. I'm very big into that, so that's the biggest reason.
The issues Markey talks about, the environment, gun control, women's rights, gay rights, immigration reform, health care, education, scientific research, excite the activists in the room. In the middle of the day, people who volunteered for Elizabeth Warren fill the bakery, ready to volunteer for Markey. But Markey is not the natural campaigner Elizabeth Warren turned out to be. Someone stops Markey to whisper a reminder in his ear to thank his hosts.
And may we say a word on behalf of the Marcello family. The Marcello Bakery here. Thank you all so much.
After decades of easy re-election to Congress, Markey's campaigning skills are rusty. And that could be a problem as he tries to beat back a challenge from Lynch. After all, Lynch won more votes than any other member of Massachusetts House delegation in last fall's election. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.